So the next panel is going to talk about policy and what's ahead of us. I hope you all have your crystal ball nicely polished because it's going to be, we have about 12 days before we know what's going to happen and what some changes might be and how we're going to anticipate those changes. So we have some experts up on the panel. Let me see. Let me start with Kristen Etter. She is the Director of Policy and Legal Services at Texas Immigration Law Council. She develops strategy and programs to move forward with practical immigration reforms for Texas and our nation. Prior to joining Texas Immigration Law Council, Kristen served as the Special Project Director of Operation Lone Star at Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid, where she developed and implemented the litigation response to Operation Lone Star. She's got over 20 years of immigration experience, and she uses her expertise and shares it with lots of different groups, and we are very happy to have her here. So she's going to be our first panelist. Second panelist is going to be Aaron Reichlin Melnick. He is from the American Immigration Council. He is the senior fellow there. He has a wealth of experience in immigration policy enforcement and border issues. He has actually testified 5 times before Congress since 2021. So he's been on the front lines for all of us. Prior to his work as a senior fellow, he was the policy council director, council's policy director from 2022 to 2024 at the American Immigration Council, and he's done a lot of work. So we're very happy to have you. Thank you for coming to Texas. I know it's a long way. You came a long way for us. And then we have Richard Gump. All of you know Richard. He's been around. He's been practicing law for 50 years. He is a very esteemed colleague of ours. 50 what?
Three.
53 years now. Okay, well, over 50 years. a proud alumni of the University of Texas. And he has been involved in many, many immigration associations and professional associations. He's associated with the American Immigration Lawyers. He was the past chair of the Texas chapter, International Bar Association, American Bar Association, International and Law Employment Law Section, State Bar, Federal Bar Association, Dallas Bar Association, World Affairs Council, Dallas Committee on Foreign Relations, and the John G. Tower Center for Political Studies at Southern Methodist University. So again, another wealth of knowledge that he's here to share with us. And last but not least, our moderator for today's discussion is George Rodriguez, otherwise known as the Cuban Cowboy. He is the managing partner and co-founder of Signs Rodriguez and Associates, and also known, he's my better half. He went to the University of Notre Dame undergrad and got his law degree from Southern Methodist University. He has been practicing over 30 years in the field. And he, outside of immigration law, he also does a lot of volunteer work for nonprofits, Bachman Lake Together out of Dallas, and also the National Hispanic Institute out of Maxwell, Texas, which is nearby. So George is going to moderate this discussion, and hopefully we'll all try and figure out what's going to happen 12 days from now. Thank you all.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm honored to be with this panel up here, this group of heavy hitters. We had a great discussion out there. Hopefully we bring it back into the room. So Aaron, now that you're in Texas, just to start out with an easy one. So Aaron, do you know why cows don't have feet?
No, I don't know that one.
Because they lactose. I just want to make sure everybody was awake, right? All right. So
my kids will love that one.
Here's what we've got. You know, depending on which poll, you know, which week we're taking a poll depends on who's up by a point, who's down by a point. But probably this is the most accurate that we've got, a 48-48 tie. And so this is going to be what our discussion is about. What happens based on the election results, and not just on the federal level, but also Texas has gotten into the business of immigration, in case you guys didn't know that. But one of the things that I find here is that the top issue is immigration. So this is, Kristen, I'll start with you. Is it really immigration? Is that the top issue? Are we talking about comprehensive immigration reform like Paul just talked about earlier?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. And George, the answer to that question is no. I think immigration is really a euphemism for border.